For those of you who don't know me, my name's Scott. I have the pleasure of opening God's Word for you this morning, and particularly speaking to you about zeal, in particular zeal for God. But before I start, let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray that as your Word is opened and spoken this morning, pray that you will help me speak truthfully, clearly, and allow your Spirit to guide us as we work through the reading that Peter has just brought to us from Romans 12:11. Father, may we have open hearts and minds as your Word is taught to us. Amen. I think it's important, firstly, to start with understanding what zeal actually is. So the dictionary defines zeal as a strong feeling of interest that makes someone very eager or determined to do something. It's the eagerness in the pursuit of something. The word carries the idea of being jealous for something, or having stirring feelings motivates us towards doing good for Jesus. Being zealous for God is more than being enthusiastic for him. It's being willing to live for the cause of Jesus Christ. Stirs up us a passion. Passion's the creative force behind all great art, all great drama, all great music, all great architecture, all great writing. That's passion. Nothing great is ever accomplished in life without passion. Similarly, nothing great is ever sustained in life without passion. Passion is what energizes life. Passion makes the impossible possible. It gives us a reason to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to do something with my life today. Without passion, life can become boring, it can become monotonous, routine, it could even be dull. God created us with emotions that have passion in our life, and he wants us to live a passionate life. Passion is what mobilises armies into action, causes explorers to go where no man has ever gone before. Passion is what causes scientists to spend late nights, countless hours, trying to find the cure for that terrible disease. It's what takes a good athlete and turns them into a great athlete and gives them the opportunity to break records. Romans 12:11, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. We need to keep the fire going in our lives. Let's look at the word keep. Notice it's not automatic. It's a choice. It's a discipline. It's something that we must maintain. We're not by nature passionate about God. It's something that we must choose to do. We get distracted, and everything in life conspires to keep us from being passionate about God. So we need to keep our passion going. We need to keep the fire going. Remember, it's a discipline. It's not just automatic. One day, a man walks up to Jesus and says, Lord, what's the most important thing in the Bible? Now, we all know what the greatest commandment is. Jesus answered, I want you to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your strength. It's the most important thing. Jesus says, I want you to love me passionately. Nothing else matters in life if you don't love God passionately. God doesn't want you to love him half-heartedly. He wants you to love him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and all of your strength. He says, I want you to do everything passionately when it comes to loving me, serving me, and living for me. Let's look at how does the gospel create zeal. Zeal in Christianity is a burning desire to please God or to do his will, to advance his glory in the world in every way possible. It is a desire which is not natural to men or women. It is a desire which the Spirit puts in the heart of every believer when they are converted to Christ. However, desire which some believers feel so much more strongly than others that they alone deserve to be called zealous men or women. This desire is so strong when it really begins in a person that it implores them to make any sacrifice, to go through any trouble, to deny themselves of anything, to suffer, to work, to labour, to spend themselves and to be spent, for some even to die, if only they can please God and honour Christ. Looking at pursuing spiritual growth, we need to be jealous for our time we spend on our relationship with God. The marriage relationship is one of the most sacred and intimate relationships in our lives, yet it does not take priority over God. Though marriage is an intimate relationship, it is still not as important as our spiritual relationship with God. Folk, we need more zeal for Christ in the church and also in our homes. How much time do we spend teaching our kids about Jesus? What about reading the Bible with them? Unfortunately, I've had times when I've come home from work caught up in my own little world and my own busyness, and I get to the time of putting the kids to bed, and just as I've been turning around to walk down the stairs, I'll hear one of the kids say, Hey, Dad, are we going to pray tonight? Or, Dad, we haven't read the Bible in a long, long, long time. I need to be honest and confess that I have said at times, it's too late, just go to sleep. Too late to read God's word and pray? Really? Now, I'm sure I'm not the only person this has happened to. But children quickly bring you back to reality of what really matters and what is really important. When a man is truly zealous in Christianity, J.C. Ryle is very helpful in his explanation of zeal in Christianity. He writes, "There was never a grace of which Satan has not made a counterfeit. There was never a coin issued from the mint that forgers did not attempt to make another just like it. It's one of Satan's devices to place distorted copies of the believer's graces before the eyes of men and so bring the true graces into contempt. No grace has suffered so much in this way as zeal. Of none there are perhaps so many shams or counterfeits. We must therefore find out when zeal in Christianity is really good and true and of God." Proverbs 19:2 says, "Zeal without knowledge is good." On the lighter side of passion without knowledge is good, I had an example of that this week that I want to share with you. I couldn't share at Castle Ray because it involved an individual in this church. I had some clothes drop back at my house this week. Now, passion without knowledge would be putting one of your beloved Penrith Panthers polo shirts in the middle of my shirts. So passion without knowledge is now I'm the owner of one of Carl Fretwell's Penrith Panthers polo shirts. So my dog shall enjoy being washed with it. My car shall be polished with it. I will more than likely blow my nose on it and then I shall hand it back. But on a serious note, a few points to take you through. If zeal is true, it will be zeal according to knowledge. It must not be a blind, ignorant zeal. It must be a calm, reasonable, intelligent principle which can show the warrant of Scripture for every step it takes. We see the unconverted Jews, they had zeal. James and John had zeal when they called down fire on a Samaritan village, but our Lord rebuked them. Peter had zeal when he drew his sword to protect Jesus and cut off the ear of the Roman soldier, but he was wrong to do so. Closer to us today, we could suggest that terrorists have zeal. They have passion in their actions. Very sad, but very true. We said all these groups have zeal beyond question. They were all zealous and they were all very fervent. But their zeal was not the zeal that God approves of. It was not the zeal based on knowledge. Second point, if zeal is true, it will be generated from true motives. In the same way a man may have zeal about things that are good and right from second-hand motives and not from a desire to please God. Man looks only at the action. God looks at the motive. Man thinks only of the quantity of work done, whilst our God looks at the doer's heart. If zeal is true, it will be tempered with love. It will not be a bitter zeal. It will not be a hatred of people. True zeal will hate sin, but still love the sinner. If zeal is true, it will be joined to a deep humility. A truly zealous man will be the last to discover the greatness of his own attainments. We need to especially remember the description we've just outlined here of true zeal. Zeal according to knowledge, zeal from true motives, zeal warranted by scripture examples, zeal tempered with love, and zeal accompanied by deep humility. This is true, genuine zeal. This is the kind of zeal of which God approves. You and I need never fear of having too much zeal. As we conclude, I urge you to persevere. I challenge us all to maintain our zeal, our passion, and never let it go. I urge us to never stop doing the things that we did at first. Never let us say the things we did in the first half of our Christian walk were far better than those that we did in the later parts of our walk with God. Beware of cooling down. Keep the fire burning. All we have to do is to sit still, be lazy, and we will quickly lose our zeal. Some other practical ways of keeping our zeal growing are to read our Bible regularly. Read God's word, study it, meditate on it, and obey the Bible's teachings. We can also pray. Pray without ceasing. We can be purposeful, but be purposeful in God's work and do God's work with passion. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." We can surround ourselves with godly people to help increase our zeal. It may be true that wise young believers are very rare, but just as true is that zealous old believers are also very rare. Never allow yourself to think that you can do too much, work too hard, or work too long for the cause of Christ. Instead, think that the night is coming when no one can work. John 9:4. Guys, we need to give, teach, visit, work, and pray as if we were doing it all for the first time. There's so much in the church that we need to do. What are you doing for God right now? So many give so much of their time and effort to serve us here, but there are also many of us who have sat in the wings and let the others do the work. It's time we need to get up and go to work for God. He has given us the motivation, the zeal, the passion. Christ died for us. He placed us in the kingdom for a purpose. Why not discover that purpose in our lives? Amen.